Had Stephen on the conference call. Wanted to ask you what the thought process is when you guys recruited him and signed him in free agency and how you see him fitting into your offense.
Well, I think that Stephen has a great skill set for what we were looking for in a running back because he's not just a running back, he's a receiving back as well. And he will allow us to not have to run different packages like we've had to do in the past with the change of pace back. It'll allow us to keep the same personnel on the field. And he's got a tremendous wealth of knowledge in terms of playing the running back position, which will help our – we've got a couple of young guys that I think he'll help a whole lot as well. And that was really the thought process in adding him to our roster.
As far as you can tell, how does he fit in with his teammates and the coaches and the building?
Extremely well. Right from the very beginning, he got involved with our off-season program, and he's got a great work ethic in terms of weight training and working with our athletic performance staff. So he's fit in very well, and he's a guy that's had a lot of success. So some of our young players definitely look to him for leadership, and I think his work ethic will attest to how much of a leader he is, and I'm sure he was that way in St. Louis and he's that way here.
Coach, what are the level of expectation in Atlanta? Is it, you've heard Super Bowl or bust. Is that the expectation for you guys this year?
I think everybody's expectations are the same when you start the season. We're all wanting the same thing. It's a long journey. We want to be a better football team than we were last year. We've been going through a maturation process for five seasons here since Thomas Dimitroff and I were hired, and we want to continue on. We want to continue improving. And there's many ways to measure improvement, but we're ultimately just like all 31 other teams. We all want the same outcome at the end of the year.
You have a couple of young corners in Alford and Trufant that made their debut. How did you think they did last week, and what have you seen from them so far this year?
Well, I thought that they played efficiently. They were going against a very good quarterback last week in Drew Brees, but I thought for their first regular season action that they did well. We all made too many mistakes. Obviously, we didn't make enough plays as a football team to get the outcome that we wanted, but I thought those two young guys did a nice job. Desmond played every snap in the ball game, and Robert Alford came in and was a contributor in our sub packages, and both had plays on the balls. Robert had the interception. So I think there is going to be a learning curve, just like any young guy goes through, and especially at the corner position. That's a position that you have to have a very short memory.
When you have young corners like that, does it change how you go about your coverage at all? I mean, you're philosophically, do you play off a little more? Is there any alterations that have to be made that way?
I don't believe so. I believe when you try to make alterations because of if the guy has the skill set to play the techniques that you want him to play, you've got to go as a play caller and make those calls. If he doesn't have the skill set, then you have to protect him. But we really like the skill set of these two young corners, and you don't want to hamstring your play caller just because it's a young corner. You play to his strengths, and if they can do the things you want them to do and fits into your scheme, then you just go ahead and call the game.
Coach, you've had two Missouri products there on defense, pretty good players. Just your thoughts on William Moore and Witherspoon, just their play.
Well, both of those guys have been an integral part of the success that we've had. Sean has come in and has really grown into a leadership role in terms of being the leader on our defense. He's our signal caller, and I think that it's a natural for the linebacker to be more of a leader across the different position groups. William has come in and has played well for us. He's a very physical, the athleticism to play, you know, to play the techniques that a free safety can play. So it allows us and gives Mike and his staff a lot of flexibility. And both those guys have made a lot of plays for us since they've been with us.
What were some of your first impressions of the Rams' offense just watching them on film from week one?
Well, I thought they were very efficient. I think it starts with the quarterback play, and Sam was outstanding. He completed 71% of his passes. I think that there's definitely been an upgrade in the off season. I think Les and Jeff have done a great job in adding players to their roster and recalibrating it. You know, Jared Cook had a gigantic game, and he creates matchup issues. That guy can run as a tight end. So I was very impressed with him. I thought the protection was good. The addition of Jake Long, who is arguably one of the better left tackles in the league, was a great addition. And the move to right tackle obviously solidified their offensive line. There's some speed out there on the offense. You can see that, and we're anticipating that there may be a guy that didn't play last week that's going to play this week that's a good fast running back as well, in Isaiah Pete. I was impressed with their offense. It was a hard-fought game. They got the outcome that they wanted. You know, division games come down to who makes the most plays and the fewest mistakes, and I thought they did a nice job last week against the Cardinals.
Coach, how concerned are you about your pass blocking, and how do you shore that up this week?
Well, I think, guys, the most improvement comes from week one to week two. We've got to do a better job, not only in pass blocking, but in executing offensively, defensively, and somewhat special teams. I thought our special teams probably had a winning performance. Obviously, we didn't play as well as we wanted to in the other two aspects. And protecting the quarterback is not always just about the offensive line. It's about the receivers, the running backs. It's a complete unit that is involved in making sure that the quarterback is protected, throughout the down. So it's something that, we've got to address, but there's many things from week one to week two that you're addressing as a coaching staff.
What challenges do you see from the Rams' defense?
Well, they play an extremely physical style defense. That's one of the traits. I've had the opportunity to coach against Jeff Fisher coach teams, and they're always going to be physical, and especially on the defensive side of the football. And I think it starts with their guys up front. They're big inside. They got two big tackles and Brockers and Langford, and they may arguably have the best tandem of defensive ends in the league. Their production in rushing the passer last year was outstanding with 22 sacks. Robert Quinn had a monster game, and it wouldn't surprise me if he's somebody's defensive player of the week. You start off the season and have three sacks, and they were game-changing plays. The two corners are really good players. Cortland Finnegan is probably one of the most competitive players that we compete against year in and year out. He loves to play the game. He has a very good understanding of it. And the second-year player, Janoris Jenkins, you just put on the tape and he makes plays. Last year he had four returns for touchdowns, three interceptions, and a fumble recovery. So they've got some really good players. Laurinaitis is a very active middle linebacker. I was very impressed going through the draft process with Alec Ogletree. And Will Weatherspoon knows Jeff's system very well. And it's a good unit, and they can roll some players in. I was impressed how they rolled players in up front in the defensive line with the rotation. And that's something that Jeff and his staff have done for many years. They're a well-coached football team.
Mike, just I want to ask you off topic a little bit. Just Les Snead, obviously former Falcons executive. Just what your recollections of him were when he was there, and how maybe he helped you guys get it rolling a little bit there in Atlanta.
Les was an integral part of building this team. Very knowledgeable, not only
Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys. See you guys here in Atlanta this weekend. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thank you.